Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Clanfield annual parish meeting is tonight. EHDC have got a lot of bottle. Meon Valley Travel bring the world to Petersfield. May round the corner, so maybe time for a new job. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Mohamed Yusuf says he will resign as SNP leader and Scottish First Minister. He'd been battling for his political survival after terminating the power-sharing deal between the SNP and the Scottish Greens last Thursday.
In order to ensure a smooth and orderly transition, it is my intention to continue as First Minister until my successor has been elected, particularly as the Parliament will be debating some incredibly important legislation in the coming days.
A union has warned school leaders are having to rely on community fundraising and parental donations to plug funding gaps for classroom essentials. A survey of more than 1,000 members of the school leaders' union, the NAHT, found the majority of school leaders in England have had to generate additional income through other sources to cover basic costs for core resources. As part of the government's major welfare reforms, the Work and Pensions Secretary has refused to set out which health conditions will no longer result in access to sickness benefits. In the Commons, Mel Stride set out plans to overhaul the way that disability benefits work. We've been speaking with Dan White from the charity Disability Rights UK.
It's going to be catastrophic at the end of the day. I mean, the language used by Mel Stride when he said milder mental health conditions, as it was phrased by him, the language seems to be belittling disabled people to suggest that our disabilities, especially those with mental health disabilities, are easily fixed.
Average advertised rents have hit a new high, but there are signs the pace of the increases are slowing, according to a property website. Rightmove found that across Britain, excluding London, the average monthly rent being asked for a property coming onto the market in the first quarter of this year was £1,291. That's 8.5% higher than a year earlier. Rishi Sunak has rejected the idea of accepting the return of asylum seekers from Ireland amid concerns the UK government's Rwanda policy was driving the flow of migrants across the border to the Republic. A new figure shows shop price inflation is showing signs of normalising 1 year on from its peak in long-awaited relief for households. According to the BRC Nielsen IQ Shop Price Index, prices were 0.8% higher than a year ago. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Clanfield annual parish meeting is tonight. The meeting will take place tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Clanfield Memorial Hall. There will be reports on the activities of the parish council throughout the year, plus two guest speakers. Catriona Coburn of Energise South Downs, who will be holding a future energy landscape workshop in September, which puts communities at the centre of the conversation about how renewable technologies can support us to decarbonise energy. After that, Karima Smith will speak for the Hampshire Countryside Service on the Pollinator Project. If you want a deeper level of involvement, the council still has a vacancy for a councillor to be co-opted. Full details can be found at clanfieldpc.org.uk. EHDC have got a lot of bottle. If you have been to any of the town's bottle banks, you will have seen them overflowing with bottles. In a press release on the 26th of April, EHDC said,
"Due to unforeseen staffing issues, we are currently dealing with a backlog of glass at our bottle banks. Crews are working their way around the district, emptying the banks and clearing any bottles that have been left on the ground. Our household glass collections are running normally. If you arrive at a full bottle bank, please do not leave glass on the ground, as it can make removing the banks harder for our crews. We apologise for the inconvenience."
According to data from Waste Data Flow and DEFRA's Statistical Department, for the period covering the financial year 2022-23, East Hants ranks 256th out of 343 councils for their recycling performance. Meon Valley Travel bring the world to Petersfield. This weekend, Meon Valley Travel held their travel show at the Festival Hall, with over 20 different tour operators in attendance. Not to mention, also winning an award. I spoke to James Begree, the managing director.
I tell you what, every year it surprises me how this grows. It's a real thing for the community as much as we're concerned as well. And certainly lovely to see so many faces that we see on the high street and to be able to bring that life to the high street. And who would know that you would have the world on your doorstep with Meon Valley Travel here, a national business on Petersfield High Street.
Not only is today a great day for you because of the show, I understand you've just won an award.
Oh my gosh, the news travels fast, doesn't it? It was only yesterday we won the Southeast Agent of the Year. So, and we were runner-up nationally for Travel Agent of the Year for the TTG Top 50, which is one of the trade publications, which is the Bible of the travel industry.
May round the corner, so maybe time for a new job. Here is Isaac with a few for you to consider.
Church's College is looking for a combined cadet force school staff instructor on a salary of roughly £30,000 based on experience. You'll be on a permanent contract and you must have suitable experience. The role is part-time on 3 days a week with potential for the right candidate to work full-time also as an outdoor adventure instructor. And Hampshire County Council is hiring a highway technician on £23,115 to £24,140 a year. You'll be working 37 hours a week and you'll have the choice to take a Level 3 Civil Engineer Technician apprenticeship. And finally, La Piazzetta is looking for a waiter or waitress on a wage of £9 to £14 an hour. You'll be working full-time at 32 hours a week and any previous experience is ideal.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a sunny day for the most part, changing to cloudy by the evening. Sun rises at 5:39 a.m. and sunset is at 8:24 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 15 degrees today. Winds are southeasterly with speeds up to 13 miles per hour, and down on the water, low tide is at 9:22 a.m. and high tide of 4.04 metres is at 4:52 p.m. The UV rating and pond levels are both high. And then into Wednesday, where it will be cloudy to start the day and changing to rain by late morning. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Work continues on Winchester Road. The lights remain in place there, together with the additional works on Frenchman's Lane, so delays are likely. Ridge Common Lane is closed today and Ramsden Road is also closed. Diversions are in place at both locations. Cooks Pond Road remains closed, as does Collins Lane, and again, diversions are in place there as well. And the resurfacing of the High Street starts again tonight. That's from 8 p.m, so Chapel Street is closed. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Geoff,
Beth and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.